My loss was 7 years ago, but it doesn't mean that some days it still carries heavier than others.
Yeah.
And I think just being in an environment with other people that get it and understand it without having to actually say anything, it means a lot.
The Still Parents podcast is proudly supported by Global's Make Some Noise. Click details in the description to find out more.
Hello and welcome to the Still Parents podcast. It is Baby Loss Awareness Week 2025. I'm Dan here, as always, with Ryan and with Matt. How are we, gents?
Very well, thanks. Our guesties, she can't wait.
We've got a very nervous guest in today. I said, if you really don't want to do it, you don't have to.
And then got dragged into the studio, Hannah.
Hannah said that, you know, it's good to get out. I like the response. She goes, it's good to get out of the comfort zone, because I'm always telling people to get out of the comfort zone, and then said it'll be good to practice what I preach.
Absolutely.
Isn't it?
Well done, Hannah.
Joining us today on the podcast is Hannah Higgins. How are you, Hannah?
I'm good, thanks.
Now, Hannah works here at the Lily Mae Foundation. And all jokes aside, you know, with the theme of this year's Baby Loss Awareness Week being Together We Care. Now, the reason why we've got you in, Hannah, and also a couple of other members of the staff here throughout the week, is because with what you do day to day, I mean, what is your role here within the Lily Mae Foundation, first and foremost?
My role is a support worker to support parents that have lost parents, grandparents, yeah. Anyone that's been affected by baby loss.
Can I just jump in though and say that actually, even though Hannah is a support worker, yeah. She's also the highest qualified support worker that we've got, because she's actually also a qualified counsellor.
Are you?
Yeah, I qualified earlier on this year. I finished my diploma.
Are you the people that, when they come here, like, they go, oh, can I see Hannah please? Because she knows what she's talking about more than these numpties.
I might be the highest qualified, but the guys that have worked here they've got more experience in the field. They've worked with people for a lot longer. What I really like about here is my loss was 7 years ago, but it doesn't mean that some days it still carries heavier than others.
Yeah.
And I think just being in an environment with other people that get it and understand it without having to actually say anything, it means a lot.
Well, I agree with what Hannah's just said there. Also, I think bouncing off each other when you're sat in an office, you can judge how each other are feeling, maybe how each other, what sort of day they're having, just judging by their body language or the way that they walk into the office or something like that. I mean, Hannah walks in usually more angrier than me.
No, that's impossible.
No, I don't. I'm chilled.
Can you tell them, because part of Together We Care doesn't always mean, I suppose, just get in their face and just keep asking and pecking away. Together We Care is having an emotional intelligence, isn't it? And knowing that some days it's like, okay, a way of showing me that you care is by knowing when to leave me the F alone.
Mm, yeah. I think people, especially here, they're just good at reading a room. So if, like Ryan just said, if someone walks in and they just don't look like they want to have a conversation today, then they won't poke them and push them until,
yeah,
to talk if they don't really want to.
In terms of you personally, and away from the Lily Mae Foundation office, and with your friends and your social network and your inner circle, how does that, you know, was it seven years,
yeah,
since your loss? Because Baby Loss Awareness Week is an awareness week that you guys don't need, because you live it every day, as we've discussed lots. As I've said before, I didn't even know what Baby Loss Awareness Week was. I didn't know it even existed until I became immersed in the world through you guys. But really, I should be the person who hears about it before anyone else. But it wasn't even on my radar.
Yeah.
So Together We Care is maybe like a way of just getting it out there more, so that people, not to ram it down people's throats, but to give them the option to go, this is a thing and this is how you can be involved. But how do we go about that more?
Everyone knows, though, that charities, foundations and so forth are always going to be there to care when you have lost a baby.
Yeah.
So all the ones that are out there, and there's lots of obviously charities and foundations across the country that are doing wonderful work. But you're absolutely right that it's the normal, everyday person who's just walking through the street, or, you know, you're seeing a shopping centre or you're seeing a food shop or something like that, are the ones that realistically need to be brought in.
Because there's nothing visual. I mean, even just me driving through Birmingham earlier, there's nothing, it never is. You don't know it's there.
But there always is for other types of,
precisely,
you know, cancers, for instance, or motor neuron disease. He's in the news a lot at the moment because of the sad news about Lewis Moody. But there's, you're absolutely right. Visually, there isn't a lot. And actually, I think there should be more than there actually is, because of what I've just said. Other charity days and things like that are very prominent across the country.
Isn't it Niagara Falls? They're doing the lighting up Niagara Falls this year with the rain, which is quite cool, isn't it?
Is
it
the pink and blue? Pink, yeah.
Hannah, with you, is there a particular way that you like people to show that they care? Or is it more of just understanding how you're feeling?
I think it's really mainly people just showing up. And okay. I know that for a lot of people, it can be an uncomfortable conversation, situation, yeah. but they're only having to live that for a short period of time. We're living with it forever. So I think it's people asking questions, maybe not all the time. Again, it's kind of like reading the room and seeing, but showing up.
Yeah, so being mindful, being present and knowing when to open your mouth and having the emotional intelligence to go, okay, today's not the day.
Mm.
And knowing that actually if you can approach them as well and,
yeah.
and they'll be there for you. Mm. I know you are, you can't wait to get out of it. How was that for you, Hannah?
No, it was good. I enjoyed it. It wasn't as daunting as what I thought it was going to be.
See, I told you. You were talking yourself out of it in the office.
I was trying. You guys wouldn't let me.
No.
Absolutely. And it was like, I want a list of questions sent in advance for pre-approval.
She wanted a rider.
Yeah, basically.
She didn't want, like, I don't know, a bowl of Smarties with all the green ones taken out or something.
There we go. Well, listen, that brings to conclusion this episode of the Still Parents podcast with myself, Dan, with Matt and with Ryan and with Hannah Higgins, who works here at the Lily May Foundation. Thank you very much. All details for this and the other episodes that relate to this one in the description. And we'll be back very, very soon. Take care.
Bye.
Yeah, yeah.
Say bye, Hannah.
Bye.
That's the happiest she sounded with the last word.
I'm free.
The Still Parents podcast is proudly supported by Global's Make Some Noise. Click details in the description to find out more.